Above the fireworks tomorrow, military jets will patrol the nation's skies. And on the ground, law enforcement agencies will be on heightened alert. But President Bush has urged Americans to get out and enjoy the 4th of July, and around the country, millions of people are expected to do just that. We have several reports today from cities seeking a balance between celebration and security, and we begin with NPR's Jason Beaubien in New York.
This year's fireworks extravaganza over New York's East River is being called a time for heroes in honor of the nation's public servants, but many of New York's police, fire, and emergency services personnel will have little time to celebrate because they'll be on full alert for the holiday. Port Authority police have been ordered to work 12-hour shifts. The fire department's hazardous materials units will be on standby. City Police Commissioner Raymond Kelly says a substantial number of uniformed and plainclothes officers will monitor the expected crowd of 2 million spectators at Thursday's fireworks show.
In addition, counterterrorism teams armed with heavy weapons will be assigned to strategic locations around the city. We will have a large number of harbor boats patrolling the waterways, and police helicopters will monitor the airspace above the city.
National Guard troops will be stationed at New York's bridges and tunnels. Military fighter jets will patrol the skies. Machines to detect biological and radiological weapons have already been set up across the city, and the Federal Aviation Administration has imposed a no-fly zone around the Statue of Liberty. City officials stress that these are all precautionary measures, and they have no information of a specific threat against New York. Despite the added security measures, many people on the streets are still worried that New York could be a terrorist target on Independence Day.
Check it out! Lessons in self-defense! All classes are free!
On Broadway in Lower Manhattan, Eddie Gonzalez is passing out flyers for a new fitness club. He says this year he doesn't want to be in the city when fireworks are going off and people are throwing firecrackers out of cars.
If you hear a big blast, you know, people, a lot of people are going to think, you know, is it real or what? You know, they're going to be like kind of leery, panicky. On a day like this, anything could happen. You know, 4th of July, you know, anything could happen.
New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg says residents should leave the worrying about security to law enforcement officials, and he's urging people to celebrate the nation's Independence Day holiday in New York City.
It will be the best way to stick it to the terrorists. It will show them that we are not afraid and that they have not succeeded.
Jason Beaubien, NPR News, New York.